Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thursday afternoon on Sports Radio 90 Time the Game from the Northern Kia Studios. John Friggy with you today for two more hours. Andy and Randy on the midday show back 10 to 2 tomorrow. Been talking a little bit about the Braves that after the win last night and what was from the first pitch, obviously, 419 feet worth of first pitch, at the bottom of the first anyway, to the final out that Iglesias was managed to get, best game the Braves played all year. And, really a really top-notch, solid performance. It was good to see Ozzie Albies get a double and a triple. So even though the triple came on a pitch that was like at the top of his shoes, this one he caught. It was good to see the Braves do a lot of good things in these first two games against the Mets, and what will Strider do tonight? But after the game last night, there were a lot of people that were naturally excited, and so they started to hit my socials with, "We're back, we're back, here we are, we're back." And I've agreed that if you're the MESS mess, or you're the Filthies, that you're always kind of looking over your shoulder because those guys are there. And you've got an MVP that's playing, I dare say that right now Ronald Acuna is playing better than any other player in baseball. Okay, he is playing better than any other player in baseball at the moment. And you can make an argument that Chris Sale, in his last few starts, has been the best starter in baseball. So you got a Cy Young guy and an MVP guy that are acting like a Cy Young and MVP guy. Can they carry the rest of those guys into playing more like that they're capable of playing? Maybe. And that's kind of the hope here, that you can kind of drag Michael Harris and even Sean Murphy and certainly Austin Riley and Matt Olson and Marcell Ozuna into that. And then Pedfar's down in Gwinnett now, and he's going to be rehabbing. Well, not rehabbing, because the rehab he needs to go to is Betty Ford. So Pedfar's going to be in Gwinnett, and he's going to be getting up to speed here to join the ball club and see if he can have any impact on it. And Alex Anthopoulos has got to make some moves. We've all discussed that. Whether the Braves are back, that's kind of one question. Do you think we're back? I think we're playing best baseball we played all year over the last little stretch here, notwithstanding the fact that you got beat 10-1 by a Double-A team. I still have major questions about, certain spots on the roster and certain players and certainly, of course, the bullpen. 404-726-0929. But if you think we're back and we're rolling and you just get ready for the run, that's fine too. I want you to get me all hyped. Okay. Also talking about the Hawks have finished off their front office, at least I think so, with Ancy Soleil hiring Bryson Graham and Peter Dinwiddie, two veteran front office guys in the NBA, one from Philly, one from the Swamp, and to handle operations and strategy. So I think their front office is set. I believe so. There's no team president at the moment, though I think Soleil is probably going to act as that. That's just a guess. And so that means that now heading to the draft next week, this team is okay to go. So will they make a move? Do you think they need to make a move? Are you good if they just go into the draft and use that draft to go get a forward. And by the way, even though they don't have a second round pick, don't forget that there is, you know, there are going to be a lot of guys that aren't drafted who, like, for example, there could be some guards that aren't drafted, okay? That are going to be, maybe Walter Clayton isn't drafted. Maybe Caleb Love is not drafted. You know, so there could be some players out there that you may be able to get outside the draft as undrafted guys to come in and join your team and give them a shot. So there's that too. And are you drafting to your bench? Probably. Because I think your starting lineup is set. You're going to go out and use that 13 on a Danny Wolf. I know there's a big that's in Europe that they seem to like. Everybody wants to talk about, well, they should take 13 and 22 and trade up and get, you know, dude from Duke or dude from there. You know, in order to do that, you've got to have somebody willing to make the trade. Boys and girls, it's wishful thinking, okay, to say automatic, well, they just take 13 and 22 and they can trade up to 6 or 7, as if the guys at 6 or 7 are going to go, sure. You can't just wish that. Well, that's what we need to do. Well, yeah, but you can't do it if you don't have a partner to do it. You know, you pick up the phone, you call, and they say, pound sand. You know, so this is really, I guess, really a move into the bench. I think, you know, Asa Newell at 13, Ryan Kalkbrenner at 22, that would be something I would do. So we'll see how they value players. Again, I can't put any value on foreign players. I haven't seen them play. I don't know them. That's why the scouts and these guys, you know, they have to know them. I had no idea of a Zachary Risichet when they drafted him. I, okay, I really don't. I see video, but what does that mean? You know, so I don't know. I know the quality of basketball in Europe is getting better. So anyway, we're talking about the Braves being back. We're talking about what are the Hawks going to do. You're always welcome to talk about football here. I've got a, like I was telling Garrett, I have a ton of college football here. I mean, it's just a ton, and I'm not going to get to it. But we got plenty of time because we have 60, I think I'm right, 65 days? Is that right, Garrett? 65, 2 weeks, Sarah? I think so. I'm going to go with yes.
I think that sounds right. I'm sitting here thinking about it. It's too long.
I think it's 9 weeks. It's 9 weeks from Saturday.
It's getting closer. Yeah. It's getting closer, yeah. John.
Yeah, and that opening weekend zero and Labor Day weekend has so many gigantic games. That the opening Labor Day weekend is going to be nuts. It's nuts with it. Listen to some of the games in the opening week of the season. I'm not talking about week zero. Okay. The Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, you know, that whole Labor Day thing. Georgia Tech at Colorado. I mean, I know that Georgia's playing, so is Kennesaw State's playing at Wake Forest. But at MBS, you're going to have Syracuse and Tennessee. You're going to have Virginia Tech and South Carolina at MBS. And then you're also going to have Alabama at Florida State. You're going to have LSU at Clemson. You're going to have Texas at Ohio State. Just, yeah. What? Alabama at Florida State, LSU at Clemson, and Texas at Ohio State on the opening Saturday? How about that triple header? Texas, Ohio State, followed by Alabama, Florida State, followed by LSU, Clemson. Are you going to be watching those three games back-to-back-to-back, Garrett?
I'm going to be watching all college football back-to-back-to-back.
Well, I understand that.
No, but yes.
But those three games in a row? Texas, Ohio State, that Alabama, Florida State, LSU, Clemson. Are you kidding me?
I think Alabama.
That's the opening Saturday.
Alabama might do some terrible, ugly things to Florida State.
Might, but you know what? You know, Florida State was better last year, and
Texas,
they're at Doak Campbell.
Texas, and you Ohio
got,
State, though.
And you've got to, by the way, remember, you're breaking in. Who's the quarterback at Alabama?
Ty Simpson.
Are you sure?
Pretty sure.
Yes, that's what I mean. Pretty sure, but pretty sure is not sure.
Who's the quarterback of Florida State? I mean, look, Florida State.
Well, yeah, wait, hang on. We know the quarterback is at Florida State. He was a star at Boston College.
He was
Thomas Castellanos.
He's a player at Boston College.
Yeah,
he had big moments. But
who's
no.
The quarterback at Ohio State? You know, we know who the quarterback at Texas is now.
Yeah. I mean, ultimately, this is going to be a very.
And then LSU Clemson, you've got two of the better quarterbacks in the nation, and Nussmeier
that game
and Klubnik,
is going to be
right?
A lot of fun. Do you know that they've lost, what is it, 5 games in a row on opening weekend? LSU.
LSU? Yeah.
They're 0-5 in the last 5 opening games.
Yeah, well, because they keep playing these big games. I mean, you know, they almost ought to just play, like, you know, Northwest, nobody state, you know, in Baton Rouge just to win a game and then move on to the big game. All right, let's go to Terry. And that and just bad luck, like that one Florida State game. Terry is on with John. Hey, Terry, welcome to the show.
Hey, what's up? There's one 2-guard that the Hawks can trade for out in L.A. that I think is one of the most underrated players, not just in the game, but ever. He's kind of old, but he's still good. If they could trade, do whatever they need to do to get Kobe Bryant, they would be in the Super Bowl every year.
Okay. You wait that long for that call. Okay. Guys. Okay. Billy. Hey, Billy. Welcome to the show.
Hi there. I'm here. I have devised a way where the Falcons, Hawks, Braves, and the Atlanta United could get in the playoffs every year. And that is to hire a commissioner of sports from Atlanta.
And do what?
Have you as the commissioner of sports in Atlanta.
What would I do?
Coordinate. I know you do. Coordinate the whole thing. Make it work. If you go to all the Hawks, Falcons, the Braves games, and you go to the Atlanta United, call games, do all that, you could be the commissioner of Atlanta sports. And we would
I'll be the commissioner. That would be Kool-Aid drinking, you know, bandwagon driving me. I mean, I would do it. If somebody wants to offer me the position, sure, I'll be the commissioner of sports in Atlanta. What power I have to do anything, I like Josh Blank as much as anybody else, but I think Josh Blank is going to sit down with me and say, John, what do you think?
Yes, he will. You're the man. Let's get it done. You're the commissioner.
All right.
See you, man.
All right. Hey, there. I got nominated. Alex Anthopoulos, hey, I got nominated. Josh Blank, I got nominated. Jamie Gertz, I got nominated. Just so you know, okay? Garrett, what would I do as commissioner of sports in Atlanta? What kind of powers would be vested in me as the commissioner of sports?
You would be the guy at the tailgates who just walks around with the cooler of Kool-Aid.
Okay.
You just hand out people. Everyone gets their little paper cups, you know, and you just hand it around.
Wait, no, paper cups. No. That would be like Jonestown. No. Red Solo cups. Okay. You know, don't do that to me.
All right, fine. Okay? You give you the Red Solo cups. All right. You get Red Solo cups, and you're passing them around. You go down to the Gulch. Well, I guess not the Gulch anymore, but you go to the Home Depot backyard, and you hand out
the Kool-Aid. I have to get permission from my daughter to be in the Home Depot backyard because she runs it.
It's true. But you can go to the battery, you walk around, you've got the big cooler, you strap it up on your back, and you walk around, and people get some Kool-Aid.
Okay.
A drink of the Kool-Aid. Come on, man.
So how does that affect the roster and get us into the championships?
That's a great question. I can't help you there.
I don't know either.
Extend Ronald Acuna. That's what you would do.
I'm willing to accept a position. So if the four franchises, well, three, because it's three ownership groups, right? Brace Holdings. I am a realtor, so I guess I would fit into Braze Holdings too, right? I've got my real estate license. I do have that. God bless America. I'll be the commissioner. I just have a whole lot of power here. I don't know if anybody's going to listen to anything I say. I mean, I think I make sense, but then again, I only make sense in my own mind. Alex, you want to chat off the air? And Alex Anthopoulos is always willing to go, you know, he called the show. Why are you willing to call the show again? Last time I talked to him, right? And boy, I know. See, here's the thing that I do know. Okay. When we talk, go back to circle back here to the whole kind of topic of the day, which is the people that are getting on the social saying, oh, we're back. And to some degree, I think they might be right. Okay, some of it's wishful thinking, some of it's hope, and hope and wishful thinking are different things, guys and gals. I've been trying to explain this to you. Hope and wishful thinking are two different things. Wishful thinking is buying a lottery ticket. Hope is the expectation of a positive outcome. Wishful thinking is wishful thinking, okay? So if you have hope, and I think the Braves have hope, There's an expectation of a positive outcome based on past performance and current performance of certain stars. It's like, okay, Ronald Acuna Jr. is playing as well as or better than any single player in baseball. Chris Sale suddenly is pitching as well as or better than any starter in baseball. Your Cy Young and your MVP are acting like a Cy Young and an MVP. Now, can they drag everybody else into it, okay? Can they get Austin Riley to play in like an all-star again? Can they get Matt Olson to start hitting like a home run champion again? Can they get Michael Harris to start hitting, period? And same for Ozzie Albies. Can they draw the best out of the rest of these guys? What does Pedfar bring into this whole mix? And can Alex Anthopoulos work magic? So there's a lot going on here with the team, but I understand the hope because I don't think it's wishful thinking to believe that the Braves can make a run here. And if they make a run to the playoffs, they become a legitimate threat to go to the World Series. All they got to do is make the playoffs. And they're 6 games back of the wild card with 90 games to go. So, yes, I think there is hope. 404-726-0929. If you want to jump into the program and honor the commissioner. I don't know what the hell that means. John Berge in for Andy and Randy on Sports Radio. I accept the position on Sports Radio 99 The Game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When this song was a major hit, Garrett, 50 years ago, I'd be cruising down the road. I had a Pinto. And we were like, turn it up. Sports Radio 99 The Game from the Northern Kia Studios. John Friggy with you on a Thursday holiday, and Andy and Randy back in the midday show 10 to 2 tomorrow. Busy day today because coming up in at 3 o'clock this afternoon over at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, Lionel Messi is playing in the Club World Cup, a 3 o'clock kick against some team from the overseas that I don't know, FC Porto.
FC Porto from Portugal.
I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. Then we have, of course, the Braves tonight trying to sweep the Mets. M-E-S-S-M-E-S-M-E-S at home. And we'll send Spencer Strider to the mound trying to make it 6 out of 7. And then they're off to Miami for the weekend. And then early next week they have the 4-game set in Flushing Meadows or whatever the hell City Field is. They're on Long Island. So anyway, they go to Queens and play the Mets. And hopefully they can start making some noise, and then they get the Phillies after that. So this is a big stretch, 13 games. We talked about it. We pointed to it. We said not make or break, but pretty much, you know, by the time the 13 games, and it started off pretty well. And I understand why fans are excited. Also tonight, game 6 of the NBA Finals. It may be over tonight if Oklahoma City can go to Gainbridge and beat the Pacers up 3-2. Will Tyrese Halliburton play? Kind of a game time decision. He's got a strained calf. And that's what they're kind of blaming that big old donut that he had the other night, was that he wasn't 100%. We'll see how that kind of all plays out for them tonight and see if they force game 7. But, of course, for us, whoever wins, I couldn't care. So if it ends tonight, great. If it goes to game 7, great. It doesn't matter to me. Don't have a dog in the hunt. Don't care about the Thunder or the Pacers. So what I do care about is next Wednesday night, which is the NBA draft, and, of course, coverage on Sports Radio 92 on the game. Hawks have 2 picks. The draft is Wednesday and Thursday. At the moment, the Hawks don't have a second-round pick on Thursday. But they do have 2 first-round picks, one of which was finally come their way. It was the 13th pick was part of the Kevin Huerter trade to Sack of Tomatoes. I mean, my gosh, how long has that taken to get here? But it's here now. And then, of course, the 22nd was part of the deal for DeJounte to go down to the swamp. So you have 13 and 22. Who they're looking at, I don't know what they're going to do with those 2 picks. I have no idea. Will they try and make a, you know, a trade if the NBA Finals? I know that there's some people floating around the idea of Miles Turner being an Atlanta Hawk. To me, I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to leave that up to these guys. I'm going to leave it up to Ansi Salehe and to now the 2 guys that he's hired in Bryson Graham and Peter Dinwiddie to make the determination as to how you get help for Okongwu in another big on this team. And then what you do in the draft, even if you keep your draft picks, we'll see. I don't know. I think they pretty much shot down the whole Trae Young. Oh, there I saw Trae Young rumors are popping. Guys, when the team said, that Quinn Snyder, the Knickerbockers said, hey, can we talk to Quinn Snyder? And the Hawks said, no, go away. When they said that and committed to Quinn Snyder, not that they needed to, but they did by virtue of it, Quinn Snyder came here for one reason and one reason alone, guys. All right? Trae Young, okay? One of the reasons you've seen Trae Young grow is because of Quinn Snyder. Do we have to go back through the 2 previous coaches that he didn't care for and the issues that he had under those coaches in not even showing up for a game or for where he's bouncing the ball up the court and I don't care? Do we remember that one? That dude is back now because he's got a coach he likes and he respects, and those 2 work together, and you've seen growth in his game. I've seen growth in Trae Young's game. One of the great things about Trae Young, in my opinion, is that he keeps getting better as a player. He's already a great player. He keeps getting better because he works at his craft. And he's really learned under Quinn Snyder, and he's taken it to heart. Now, there is another issue with Trae Young that we do have to be aware of. This is potentially the final year of his contract. This is potentially the final year of Trae Young's contract, because next year, after this year, next year, it's a player option. And Trae could opt out. He could say, you know what, I'm out. Something just to keep in mind. So we got a lot going on. 404-726-0929. You could jump into the program if you want to be part of the program. Let's go to Daniel. Hey, Daniel, welcome to the show.
Hey, bro, why you calling the Knickerbocker?
Oh, come on. Really? Did he just go there? Just
and drink it up.
Hello.
What the? I don't. He didn't say what I thought he said. Did he? Did he? Yeah. Guys, come on. Let's be better than this. All right. Good grief. You know, I have a little self-respect. That's the second call today. Have a little self-respect for yourself that you would call a radio program and make. Guys, let's have a serious conversation. Let's have some fun. But don't make an ass out of yourself on the radio. I mean, it's just not good. Rob is with us here. Rob, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me. I wanted to talk a little chop with you with the Braves. I wanted to get your opinion on what kind of impact do you think would happen if we moved Ronald from the leadoff and put him in the three hole, and with Profar coming back, of course, who last year was a 280 hitter, put him in the two hole, put have a Olsen bat behind him in four that will slide Riley to five or six. You can five.
Boy, he's really breaking up bad. Sorry about that, Rob. Well, this team did try that a few years ago. Let's not forget that they moved Ronald Acuna to cleanup. You may not remember that. It was probably when 2020, maybe during COVID. They moved him to cleanup, and that didn't work. Okay, it just didn't work. He was not happy in cleanup. He didn't hit in cleanup. They put him. We put him back at the top of the lineup because that's where he wants to be. He wants to be the leadoff hitter. And he reacts to it better than anybody else. Look, he's the premium leadoff hitter in all of baseball. Twice, he's been back for 20 games, and already twice in 20 games, twice, he's hit the first pitch of the first inning and the first at-bat out of the ballpark, including the first pitch he had seen in a year. There's nobody that's a better leadoff hitter in baseball than Ronald Acuna. Why would you want to move him? I understand you want to get people on base in front of him. That I understand. Okay, but we could do that without moving him out of the number one spot. Maybe that's where Pedfar goes to nine. Or maybe Michael Harris goes to nine. You've got to really kind of really focus on the bottom end. Because the only time that Ronald Acuna Jr. in that one hole as a true leadoff hitter is at the first at bat of the game. After that, then you can go to Michael Harris and Pedfar batting in front of him. And I've always contended that Ozzie Albies would be much better hitting directly behind, because he has in the past, Ronald Acuna. If you want to get the best out of Ozzie, put him right behind Ronald. Ozzie Albies didn't forget how to hit. He's really struggled this year. But this is a guy that three times in his career, Ozzie Albies has driven in over 100 runs. A lot of that is due to the fact that the guy in front of him has been so good. But he still managed to be clutch enough to drive in over 100 runs. So, yes, can there be some manipulation in the lineup? Yes. Do you want to move Acuna? Only if he says so. Okay? Literally only if he says so. And my guess is he'll say no. He wants to be the leadoff hitter. The second advantage to the leadoff hitter is, over the course of 162, the leadoff hitter is probably going to get, I'd be interested to see what the numbers say, Garrett. Your leadoff hitter gets, you know, X number of at-bats more than the number two hitter. Is it 12 over the course of 100? Is it 17 more than the number three hitter? Is it 25 more than the number four hitter? Your leadoff hitter is always going to be, presuming that you had the same batting order, 1 through 9, for 162 games, that leadoff spot's going to get the most at-bats of any spot because it's a leadoff. So it may not be much, but you know, an extra 10 or 12 at-bats a year for Ronald Acuna at the number one hole over the number two, or an extra 20 at-bats over the number three, what do you want? I think you want that extra 20. You want Ronald Acuna up? You want somebody else up for that extra 20 at-bats? So there's that too. I understand the desire to push him in the lineup. I do, because I understood what the Braves were doing when they pushed him to cleanup. You want this guy, we want to turn him into Barry Bonds. Because he has that kind of potential. If he wants to be, he could be whatever he wants to be. But if that dude wants to hit 65 home runs, if he wants to be that guy, there's no question that he could turn himself into that guy. None. Zero. He can be that guy. He can be a 60 home run hitting guy. No question about it. And if you got that kind of guy, I mean, he forget about 40-70. He could go like 60-135, 60-140, you know, if he wants to do that. Right now, he's like, I think, what, like 9-15 or something because nobody's on in front of him. So I understand the call. I understand what Rob was saying. But you're going to have to get his permission first. It was like I was talking about moving him out of right, moving him to left to protect him a little bit, but you have to get his permission first. Because if he says no, then what are you going to do? Quick break as we continue. John Fricke in for Andy and Randy. Midday show back 10 to 2 tomorrow on Sports Radio 92 on the Game.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 92 on the Game from the Northern Kia Studios. John Fricke with you. I want to remind everybody you are a guest on the program, not a caller. You're a guest. Act accordingly, okay? You're a guest on my show. Wouldn't do this to you, wouldn't call you and be a jerk about it, okay? We can disagree without being disagreeable, and you don't have to be a jackass either. So there's that. 404-726-0929. If you want to be part of the program, talking about the Braves and Hawks largely, but you're always welcome to jump in and talk football or everything else because we got a lot going on in town. Messi at 3 o'clock against some team from, I don't know, over there somewhere. Anyway, it doesn't matter. That'll be at 3. Then the Braves at 7:15 with Strider on the mound at Truist Park. And we also have Game 6 of the NBA Finals tonight. Maybe the season finally comes to an end. Mike is with us. Mike, welcome to the show.
Hey, man, Freaky, it's good to hear from you. I've been trucking for some years, and I used to do you and Hugh Douglas in the morning. That was good radio for me, man.
Yeah, I know. I loved it. Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, man, good stuff. I'm the Braves. I'll be 52 this year. I've been to Fulton County Stadium, and seen the Braves and the Falcons, you know, but you absolutely right. When Freddie was in the three hole and it was Ronnie and Ozzy, I would like to see Acuna, Ozzy, put Austin Riley in third. You maybe can switch between Ozuna at four and five, but at the end, put Michael Harris and Profar behind Ronald Acuna, and then you're going to have Ozzy and Riley in front of them. I would like to see that.
Yeah, I think you could do something with the end of the lineup that basically resets the lineup. I think Michael Harris, you know, did his best work batting in front of Ronald Acuna in the number nine hole. I've said this for a long time, that they ought to put Harris at nine, leave him at nine, because once the game starts and you have Ronald, you know, batting, Ronald is batting behind Michael Harris. And so Michael Harris hitting in front of Ronald is going to see pitches, because they don't want, you know, they look at the on-deck circle and go, okay, we can't put this guy on, you know, I mean, so suddenly they're going to have to be a little bit, you know, they got to come at Michael Harris. They can't let him get on, because if Michael Harris gets on, Michael Harris right now is by far the best base stealer on this team, because Ronnie's not stealing bases. I don't blame him. I don't blame him either. So he becomes the threat that distracts the starting pitcher if he gets on in front of Ronald, who makes a mistake in the middle of the zone, and suddenly there's a two-run home run, not a solo home run. So, yeah, I think there's going to be some adjustments.
A little bit too, correct?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Is Profar a bit of a base stealer?
Yeah, a little bit of a base stealer, I guess. I mean, I don't know what to expect from him. You know,
me
now
neither.
That he's going to be cleaned.
Me neither.
You know, yeah. But now that he's going to be cleaned up, is he going to be? Are we going to get the $42 million guy? Or are we going to get something less than that? You know, because he was only the $42 million
guy. Because
he was
in the postseason. I don't get that.
That was the penalty: 80 games and a postseason ban for the whole, you know, tested positive thing.
Wow.
Yeah. And it was 80 games without pay.
Man,
so it cost him $7 million, which is half his salary this year, lost, and any bonus in the postseason, which becomes a problem for the Braves.
Yeah.
Because if Pedfar comes in here and contributes to this team and becomes part of the lineup and they get rolling with him, they get to the postseason, suddenly he has to go to the bench. You can't let Alex Verdugo just rot on the bench. You got to get Alex Verdugo up, you know, to stay fresh. You can't, like, let him sit for 80 games and the next thing, or 60 games, and the next thing you know, oh, you're in. So they've got to figure out here, you know, how they're going to handle, you know, Alex Verdugo once Pedfar gets into the lineup here. So, you know, and what kind of production does he give you? I don't know. I mean, that's one of the big unknowns in the second half of the season, is what happens out there in left field.
I have hope, like Morgan Freeman and Shawshank. Hey, Andy, that's that hope. That's a powerful thing. but if we made the postseason, my concern is in the bullpen. Do we make a move back there? It's been so.
Oh, they're making moves. Guys, they've already made moves. I mean, they moved Blewett and Kimbrel, and they continue to make moves, and they will. It's just a matter of nobody's really available right now that they can make a big move, but that'll happen here probably post All-Star break. Alex Anthopoulos is going to make a couple of big moves into the bullpen. He may make a big move into the starting rotation. Matter of fact, I expect that he will. And, you know, I would love to see Grant Holmes become the fifth starter and become a long reliever and help the bullpen out. I think he could really circle. And that's Elder too, the two of them. So go get a fourth starter and then let Elder and Holmes become kind of fifth, sixth bullpen, long relief kind of guys to help the bullpen out. You know, you need another closer, quality closer, to be your eighth inning guy. Boy, again, we could talk about how much you miss a Max Fried, and obviously you do. But really, how much do we miss A.J. Minter? A ton. If you had A.J. Minter on this team, you probably would have won 3 to 4 more games than you did. You'd probably be at 500 and not five games under.
It's interesting. I'm going to watch it. Win or lose, but I don't want to see a collapse I don't want to break it up, so to say. Maybe Sean Murphy. I don't know if you bring a second back up because you got to have two catchers, but something. I can't put a finger on this. I just watch it and hope we can pull it back. But I like whooping on the Mets. That's fun.
Let's whoop on him again tonight, huh? Spencer Schrider shut him down. And
let's
Ronnie go crazy. Absolutely.
I love it, man. All right, Freaky. I'm about to park my truck, man. This is good.
All right, no worries. Stay safe out there. And I love truckers. Yeah, I do appreciate it. I would say that we should give more, tip our hats to the truckers out there because, and people, I always get, when I watch, people on the interstate when I'm driving and you can tell when they're mad at a truck or, they're like, get out of my way. And I'm like, or they hate truckers or something. I'm like, you wouldn't have food without truckers. You know that? Okay. Okay. I just want to make sure you understand nothing happens without truckers. Nothing happens without truckers. Okay. They are the lifeblood of the country. Nothing happens without, hey, where's the food? When I would come on a truck. Garrett, did you see Shedeur Sanders was 101 mile an hour? You saw that one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I did see that. Did you see Zach Eadie 1 miles an hour?
I did see that one too.
So Zach Eadie was 101 miles an hour in a Kia Sorento.
He can't fit in that Kia.
That's
a big.
How does Zach Eadie get into how does he get into a Kia Sorento?
That's
He's 7'4". And B, did you know a Kia Sorento could do 101?
I didn't. I feel like that thing would start shaking and messing around. But no. Hey, look, about Shedeur Sanders, though, it's like that's nothing. I mean, a couple months ago, he went 144 when he was supposed to go 25.
Ha, 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 ha. Jokes. He's got jokes. Garrett's got jokes. No, but Shedeur, 100. But the one thing I thought was kind of, so Shedeur gets popped at 101. Eadie gets popped at 101. And you're like, oh, okay. Look, I can't fall. Look. I got popped at 101 once too. Actually, I got popped at 103. Okay. But I will say, I was in the middle of nowhere, Arizona, and then driving west. And by the way, only speeding ticket I've ever had, believe it or not. Only speeding ticket I ever got. Was I doing 103? Yeah, I was rolling. Because some guy had passed me. I was probably doing about 85. And this dude. And I went, well, I can catch up to him and really make. And so for a few miles, I was trying. I think he had Minnesota cold plates. And I was trying to actually. He was probably doing 110. I mean, he was going, phew. And so for a mile and a half, 2 miles, I tried to. And then all of a sudden, boop, boop, boop. I got. I'm like, okay. But the other dude, yeah, it doesn't matter what the other dude was doing. So 103, yeah. So I can't get mad. All right. But then all the jokes start. Everybody thinks like they're Garrett. They got jokes. And so they start the whole UGA thing. Oh, did he sign with UGA? It's like, okay, stop this. Okay. It's not funny. But whatever. 404-726-0929. If you want to be part of the program, we are counting down to our coverage of the NBA draft, which is next Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Hawks have 2 first-round picks. Now the Hawks have a front office. Ansi Salay, the general manager, has hired Bryson Graham as the VP of operations. Peter Dinwiddie is the VP of strategy. 2 veteran front office men from the NBA. So they've got their front office there. Does this give us any? It gives us. All right, I'll answer my own question. Does it give us any idea of any direction that they may or may not go prior to the draft? The answer is no, it doesn't. Does that mean that they're not going to try? No, it doesn't. Is there something to the Miles Turner thing? Don't know. He's playing tonight, so I can't know about that. Is there something that would you even want Miles Turner? Well, I will say this. Miles Turner's been a pain in our butt, but is he the guy? I mean, he's a veteran. He's big. I know that some people are like, I don't want nothing to do with no Miles Turner. I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to leave it up to these guys to try and make the adjustments, because when we're talking about somebody like a Miles Turner, for example, you're talking about Miles Turner not being a starter on this team. I think unless there's a massive trade, unless they decide that they're going to load up and go for a superstar and trade quality pieces and multiple draft picks to get a superstar. I mean, it was like the trade of the Bane trade. What did they get? They got 4 first rounders for Bane? 4 for Bane. And I'm not talking about like Tom Hardy Bane. I mean, Desmond Bane. And somebody said, well, let's trade Trae Young. And I thought, well, okay, well, if you want to trade Trae Young, I want like 8 first round picks. Because Desmond Bane, not Trae Young. That price just went up. It's like the Lakers. Again, the Lakers sale, I want to never feel sorry for owners. I keep telling you there's certain rules in life about being a sports fan. Never feel sorry for an owner. Because when the Lakers just got the $10 billion sale, biggest ever in the history of sports for a team, that $10 billion sale means that Jerry Buss and Jerry Buss Enterprises, and God rest his soul, Jerry Buss was a wonderful man. I briefly got to know him a little bit in my career. And the Buss family, I really like Jeannie. I really like the Buss family, really good people. And Jeannie's still going to run the show, and she should. She's a great executive and a really nice person. Like Jeannie a lot. Essentially, when he bought the team, Jack Kent Cook was a big money guy in L.A. who owned the Lakers prior to selling it to Jerry Buss. And, of course, Jack Kent Cook, in his own right as an owner, had tremendous success with the franchise because he had Wilt Chamberlain and he had Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and he had Jerry West. He had Elgin Baylor. I mean, those four of the greats of all time. And they won with Bill Sharman. They won multiple titles, and the Lakers were great before Jerry Buss bought them. And so, but then Jerry bought him in 1979 for $67 million. $67 million. $10 billion. That means that the Lakers made value added, the franchise value went up $200 million a year. Every single year. Never feel sorry for an owner. $10 billion. And every owner of every team and every franchise in the United States is jumping up and down. They were propping champagne in the wrestler Gertz group because the value of the Hawks just went up. They were popping champagne at AMB. Well, maybe not AMB, but a little more subdued. They were Mr. Blank and Josh Blank. They were the value of the Falcons just went up. Don't kid yourself. Everybody went up. Whatever the Dallas Cowboys were worth, they just went up. Because the Dallas Cowboys are worth more than the LA Lakers. Whatever the Yankees are worth, it just went up. Because the Yankees are worth more than the LA Lakers. Okay? And so, if your franchise, you know, again, value-added business, and one sells for $10 billion, all boats rise. In all sports. So these owners all made money. Chuck is with us. Do I have time for Chuck? No, I don't have time for Chuck. Sorry, Chuck. Chuck, hang on. Top of the hour, and then one more hour of me before we roll you over here on this Thursday, June 19th on Sports Radio 92 on the Game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. host a local event, and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.